Your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Networks.
I'm not afraid, to take a stand, Everybody.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. I was unavoidably unable to be on the show yesterday, though I really, really, really wanted to. And so sorry about that, but we're here today. If you want to give us a call, please feel free to do so on 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316 or 325-4259, 325-4259. From the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. WhatsApp us up me on 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow Channel 612. That's BTC Flow Channel 612. So, you know, I've been sharing this journey, this prostate cancer journey of mine with you all. And so I want to give you an update. So I had the surgery, a radical prostatectomy. That is to remove the prostate. I had that done on the 20th of January. So it's just basically a month now. 4 weeks now, right? And typically what happens is when they remove prostate, they remove that and some surrounding tissue and some lymph nodes, and they send those off to a pathology lab to examine for detection of malignant cancer. So I got my report back today, and thank God, the report says that in terms of all the specimen that was sent, no cancer detected in any of those. So it would seem that the surgery got all the cancerous tissue, and now what is left for me to do is to have within 3 months' time my PSA taken again. To see where it is. If it's at that negligible place, then we're good. So that's the next thing. And so that's where we are. And I'm grateful, thankful to God. I could have had all kinds of different kinds of news over the stretch of this process. And I have had good news. And thank God for that. And feeling a lot more like myself, but I'm still making my journey, but feeling a lot more like myself. And again, thank God for that. So there you go, men, do the do. Women, make the men do the do. Get checked up, do what you have to do. Early detection is the best weapon against any form of cancer, right? Early detection. And so do what you have to do. And I thank God that for me, regular vigilance was able to bring me into a place of knowledge and then to have the care of professionals like Dr. Robin Roberts and his team to help me navigate this journey. We will continue. All right? So now, good news for the Bahamas. Good news for the Bahamas. We are off the European Union's so-called blacklist. I like to call them the negative list. And so to give you all a little revamp, a refreshing of what this listing is all about, you know, leading up to the year 2000, these developed countries, you know, the developed countries in Europe, the United States and others, began having more intense concerns about so-called offshore jurisdictions like ours, the so-called, in quote, tax havens like ours. And many of their concerns were largely around tax dollars now. They, under the pressure of their citizens asking for more, but wanting to pay less in taxes, they were stretched and strained, and they started looking for what they regarded as tax leakage, you know? And so they thought about countries like ours where they thought people were coming to us to evade paying taxes when they wanted to be polite, avoid paying taxes. And but they couldn't come at us from the perspective of, we want you to help us collect our taxes since our taxes are so high in our own jurisdiction by our own choice. That would be a difficult argument to make. So they couldn't come at countries like ours from that point of view. What they did instead was to decide, you know, these countries are countries where money laundering takes place and the financing of terrorism takes place, because their jurisdictions are not so heavily regulated. Mind you, if you looked in their jurisdictions, you would see substantial money laundering taking place, and you would see substantial means by which people might use their systems one way or the other to try to support the financing of terrorism. But not nonetheless, didn't matter. We became the targets because they had an ulterior motive, and that motive would be sufficiently pursued if they could do it under the guise of money laundering and financing of terrorism. Mind you, it is a legitimate pursuit to try and ensure that jurisdictions were not being used for money laundering and the financing of terrorism. But you don't only want to do that for small offshore jurisdictions. You want to do it for your own jurisdiction as well. Okay? And if you look at, anybody looks at the statistics and the numbers, they would see and know. Developed countries are far guilty of these things than any developing, small developing country could be. Anyways, so they then decided what we're going to do is to generate a list of countries that are not cooperative in the fight against money laundering and the financing of terrorism. That was the premise. We look at you and we look at your jurisdiction and we see what you do. We see whether you have registers for your beneficial owners, whether you have bearer shares, whether you were, you know, closely monitoring this, that, and the next thing. And if you didn't meet some predetermined set of criteria, mind you, these things were not being applied to ourselves, because we have entities or states within our own jurisdictions that do these things. But in any event, you are going to be assessed on this basis. And if you did not meet those specs, then you were, in quote, blacklisted, because, you know, black is a bad word, right? Bad word. Mind you, people love black. You want to go to sleep at night? What do? Turn the light off. Why? You want to be in the dark, right? But no, you get to be on a blacklist, and that's a terrible thing. Now, a lot of times, Bahamians think about this and they think, oh, we should avoid them, etc. Let me explain something to you. You could resist these people. You could really do that. You could say, listen, man, to hell with y'all. I'm not going to change my regulations for you. You're being unfair. But here's what is really happening that many of you do not know. The clients of our private banks
our trust companies, our corporate and professionals, corporate service providers. These clients are, many of them, European citizens of European countries of the OECD and what have you, less the United States of America, but of these countries or Latin America and so forth, right? Clients, once they hear you are listed, they tell their companies, listen, man, you don't get off this list, we're gone. We can't be here, because they know the amount of pressure they will come under from their home countries. So it isn't that your government is scared. It isn't that your government doesn't want to resist. It's that your government understands the practical realities of business, which is no customers, no business, no industry. So you're being pressed by the companies whose clients are telling them, I cannot be in this jurisdiction if you stay on this list. And so we therefore find ourselves trying to meet these standards that have been established, which, as many have rightly said, are unfairly moved from year to year to year, so that you finish one time, you get off the list, then you find yourself on the list again. In the most recent circumstance, we remained on the EU's so-called list because we hadn't done the work. We had done the work of reforming our laws insofar as economic substance is concerned. And economic substance means that you are ensuring that people aren't in your jurisdiction as just merely paper companies, but that in fact they have some economic substance, meaning they have a presence, they have employees, they have real corporate activity going on in your jurisdiction, that we had done the reforms necessary to our online reporting portal and the enforcement things that we had to do. So we had done that work, and the Attorney General, to his credit, Ryan Pinder, indicated at the time we were kept on the list that we were kept on the list because of the EU relying on an old report, an outdated report. At the time, a report that was about 600. And he indicated that he was optimistic that when we did have this meeting in February, that we would get off the list, because now they would be updated about what in fact the Bahamas had done to reform in the way that was required. And as he said, so it was done, that we're now off that list. And so thank the Lord. Congratulations to the government. That's one less negative thing for us to deal with. Now, you and I both know this ain't the end, right? We just look for what the next thing is. Because trust me, they ain't gonna stop. They're not gonna stop. Okay, they're not, all right? This is just crazy business. It's not going to stop. But we've been resilient. We've been responsive. We've kept our industry, and we continue to do the right set of things. And so now we'll bask in this particular achievement, and we'll be vigilant about the future, all right? So that's that. I hope that helps you to understand and appreciate where we're coming from. All right, we have some text here. Says, praise Almighty for your good news. Thank you. Yes, indeed. Says, praise the Lord. I was too concerned. I had no idea. Thanks for the update. You're quite welcome. This text says, praise the Lord. You're cancer-free. My husband had two cancers last year, prostate being one of them. Wow. Okay. This text says, ladies, get checked out too. They got as much health challenges as we do. Everyone needs to get checked out. Absolutely. Women and men. We just focus on men right now. David, you're right. Women and men. This says, good day, Shivago. Praise God for that praise report of your healing. I appreciate also your bravery in sharing your journey with us, your radio audience. We appreciate your wealth of knowledge you impart.
Russ Daly, we can't imagine radio without you. Thanks. You're quite welcome. Thank you very much for that. This text is great as usual. Mr. Van God still answers prayers. Amen and amen. Amen. All right, we're going to take a break. Our first break, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. When we come back, got something else to talk to you about. And oh my goodness, when we come back, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabago Langios. We'll be right back after this break.
Burger King Nassau gives you everything you love in a Whopper, plus more with the new Texas Double Whopper. Sink your teeth into two juicy quarter-pound flame-grilled patties, delicious bacon, sliced jalapenos, yellow mustard, melted cheese, plus all the fixings you love, served on a soft sesame seed bun. Try it in a classic combo with fries and a drink at any of our seven locations. But hurry, because the new Texas Double Whopper is only available for a limited time, and only at Burger King Nassau.
Get ready for a day of insights at the RF Economic Outlook on March 13th at Bamar. Embrace the art of intelligence, harnessing the power, as over 200 professionals delve into AI trends, economic outlooks, Caribbean climate resiliency, and more. Don't miss the networking event of the year. Plus, earn CPD credits. Register now at rfbeo.com. Harness the power. March 13th at Bamar with RF Economic Outlook Conference.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. I trust again that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text, you can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or WhatsApp me on 439-3043. So, speaking of health, I have seen doctors all over the Bahamas, in the United States of America, in Geneva, Switzerland, in Mexico, etc. And I have never asked a single doctor what their politics is. Never one time. Is you a Democrat or Republican? Are you PLP or FNM or DNA or COI or what? Are you liberal or conservative? I have never ventured that at all. I have always concerned myself with, are you a knowledgeable, attentive, responsive, efficient doctor? That's all I've ever thought about. And the more serious a matter I have had to deal with, the more concerned I was with nothing else but the doctor's qualifications, expertise, and reputation. Right? So one of the things that I typically do is go to doctors, and I ask doctors, when you have this problem, or if you had this problem, who would you go to? And so if a doctor said to me, I would go to this one and that one, those people become people on my list to go to. Why? Because I see on doctors, no doctors, and like who you should go see, right? I never, God is my witness, never asked, never thought, if you're a PLP or FNM.
Now, some doctors, I know their politics. I do. And you could go and ask him today. Ask Dr. Darvill, our current Minister of Health, Michael Darvill, if I, Shivago Lang, as a cabinet minister, did not go to see him. I did because I had an issue. People say, you know, well, Doc, is it? And I went to him and Doc dealt with it. Right? And I knew he was a BLP because he ran. Right? Dr. Marcus Darvill is my mother's doctor. Dr. Marcus Bethel, my mother's doctor, he's an internist, who for years I saw he and my mother saw, and we knew what his politics was. That's my mother's doctor. Right? It can never be a sensible, reasonable, rational thing for any human being on planet Earth, when their health is under consideration, to think about politics of a doctor. So, Minister Fred Mitchell, good friend of mine, really, I can tell you, I know that. Right? I know him. I know him straight up. I know his politics straight up. I know how he does, how he carries on. And he says things many a times I don't agree with. He says things I agree with too. We talk. Sometimes on sidebars, we talk. Very responsive minister. I mean, of all the ministers, sometimes I could tell you he is one of the most responsive. I know. So is the Attorney General, by the way, right? So is Mario Botlet. So a few of them are very responsive. Pia Glover, well, very responsive. You could reach them. I'm not saying they're the only ones, but very responsive, right? Maybe it's me, but I don't think so. I just think they're responsive, right? So I have regard for Mr. Mitchell. But listen to me, Mark. For Mr. Mitchell to tell PLPs to boycott Dr. Dwayne Sands, I think, was crossing the bar. I really do. I do not believe that a leader of a government ministry, a leader of the country, should do such a thing. A PLP shouldn't do it to an FNM, an FNM shouldn't do it to a PLP, right? And so the question is, like, why? So why did Mr. Mitchell ask PLPs to boycott Dr. Sands? Not because Dr. Sands said anything personally egregious at him. Dr. Sands is the chairman of the Free National Movement, as Mr. Mitchell is the chairman of the BLP. They're going at each other all day long. All day long, the FNM is condemning the PLP. The PLP is condemning the FNM. This is party politics. This is politics and partisan politics in the Bahamas. Dr. Sands didn't condemn, personally attack the prime minister, the leader of the PLP, and the leader of the country. He didn't do that. Mr. Mitchell is saying that Dr. Sands should be boycotted because apparently he felt personally offended. Not the party is offended, not that the government is offended, personally offended. Right? And I dare you to go and listen, read the Dr. Sands' words. And so you say to PLPs, you should, boy, listen, Dr. Sands is a surgeon, a heart surgeon. You know, you all know that there was a time when there was a Latin expression called, please forgive me if I don't say it right, nolle prosecute or something.
Do not touch the heart.
Do you all know that there was a time when in medicine, the belief was no one should touch the heart. But Dr. Sands is one of a few people in all famous who can open up a man or woman's chest or a child's. And literally, I have heard this, literally take that in his hand and put the heart back. Save people's lives. And it is possible to say to people, listen, man, use a PLP. And he offend me, do not go to him. It is for me a matter of tremendous disappointment that a minister would say such a thing. Okay, but be that as it may, I would be shocked though if you, loving yourself, being interested in your own health, would choose to follow that political instruction over your personal health needs. I'd be surprised if anybody would do that. Oh, my heart is giving me problems. And you know, I ain't going to see Dr. Ender because he's a FNM. Which means then that the next doctor you're going to do is a PLPA. So what the FNM is supposed to think? we cannot. We just get a little beside ourselves in politics, but come on, right? Come on, really? Seriously? Do y'all want, y'all would not want me, I wouldn't do it, but y'all do not want me to name who Dr. Sands has seen as patients? All across the political spectrum, all across the gender lines, all across the class spectrum. Really? No, man. Some things must be off limits. And that is off limit. That one is off limit. But Mitchell, pull back from that one, man. Pull back from that one, please. Please. I mean, I would not use that. Some total of you. I wouldn't. I'm just saying on this score and that one, you cross the line. Come on. And honestly, if a FNM had said the same thing about a PLP, I'd be right on this radio mashing them right up. Because that can't be right. That's not good. I mean, frankly, I don't believe Dr. Sands will miss a beat because of this, because I just don't believe people are that naive, right? I don't believe people that gullible. I don't believe people would do that to themselves. But since it was said, and said in the public sphere, you know, I thought, wow, that one ain't good. That one ain't good. I don't expect Dr. Sands to say anything about this because, you know, I know the FNM did. Comment on it and so forth. That ain't good. That's not good. And if we go there in this country, if we can go there in this country and be serious about it, oh boy, listen to me. Listen to me. You see politics run in the next direction. If we evolve to that and beyond, if you had an interest in politics, reconsider it. I ain't gonna lie to you. See, Dr. Sands is a medical doctor. And like every medical doctor, they've taken an oath. And they have an oath, the Hippocratic oath, which is to do no harm. So it don't make no difference what your religion is. Don't make no difference. You know, do you all know the people like Dr. Sands will be in a trauma room, and somebody who might have just shot a police officer, who might have just shot a child, comes in with trauma, gunshot, or whatever, then his job is to save that life. And he might know the details, but that's his job. You think if that's his job, it's going to be a matter he's considering when you are he's dealing with you? Man, come on. Come on. Come on. So my hope is, I ain't never have to talk with this no more about it. Mind you, if some decide to take to WhatsApp clips and what have you, talk with that and me, child, bring it on. My hope is, though, that particular sword we put down. But that don't make no sense in a modern Bahamas, in today's politics. No sense whatsoever. Let's don't do that to ourselves. Let's don't do that to our people. Let's don't do that. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabar Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Struggling to repay your loan? Let us help you get back on track with payment terms that suits your financial situation and improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Inquire about our restructured loans today. Call us at 356-7764.
Beulah gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody's yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with a loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas, and everybody go on come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see this, let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands, or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
I'm not afraid.
Ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live, I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. You can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. From the Family Islands, 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-479-796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This text says, Z, the story is told about how shocked doctors abroad are when Bahamians travel abroad for heart surgeries. Some have actually asked about Dr. Sands. Someone sent me a photo of Dr. Sands attending to a person dressed in PLP garb under a PLP tent. I believe this was during one of the election processes. This is last election at the polls where Dr. Sands was assisting them. And I've seen that in reverse when Frank Watson had a fainting spell at the independence celebration. It was Dr. Bernard Nottage who was attending to him, right? So this text says, hi, Shabago, I'm so happy that you're okay. a close relative is terrified about their high PSA and is going through the process, it's rough. I told them to just consult with a good doctor, all you can do. It's Texas, Mr. Lang, I don't know any other way to say this, but Fred Mitchell is a complete... Okay. Not... okay. Stack says, Selang, I have a question, and I'm being serious with this. If the situation was reversed and Mr. Minnis was in power, how would the people react if he said what Mr. Mitchell said? I don't know how they would react, but I believe good thinking people would certainly find it problematic. Says, I think people totally missing the point. This goes past, Dr. Sands. You should not do that to any career because of politics. That's true. That's a good point. That is a good point. Shouldn't do it. You know, that's a great point. That is a super point. Let me tell you all something. I'm not trying to tell you all somebody else's story. I'm going to tell you all my own story. I had a contract. Let's just put it like that. And at the time of the, it was a sizable contract. And at the time, I was writing a column for the Tribune. And in my column, I was oftentimes, sometimes, as columnists and hosts tend to be, quite critical of things being done by the government. And I had not been in that contract for more than, I believe, three, maybe, if at much, at most, maybe 5 months, maybe. And I got a call. It said, we had to terminate the contract. And I was like, that seems... Now, ordinarily, I might have taken a legal approach to it, but, you know, the person who was in the position was someone known to me. So I said, you know, they decided to give me a payout too. No problem. But the people in government decided, as they could influence this company, that I couldn't both have that contract and continue to criticize the government. So they terminated the contract. I spoke about this before in the House of Assembly, so this ain't no big secret. Right? I just don't want to get into the particular details like now, but I just want to say. So what was determined then was Shivago Lang acting in his own professional expertise could not eat in the Bahamas and be critical of the government at the same time. That was the determination. I was not going to run in politics anymore then. I mean, not then. I wasn't going to run then anymore. Not that I wouldn't run ever, but I was going to run then. So I decided, okay, so you don't want me to live outside of politics. Well, I guess that means you want me to live inside of politics. And so I ran and ran, but I came across this again, not with me this time, but with somebody else, where they had gotten a job somewhere. This time, not even a government job. But in a, mind you, the contract I had wasn't with a government job either. It wasn't government either, it was private. But with a hotel. And when the government changed, the determination was, oh, you can't stay here. Now, let me tell you all something. I had a radio show then, too, in Freeport. I sent a message to all who was concerned, saying, if this was a government job, which that person got because of politics, I could understand. You want to fire them, go right there. You want to dismiss them, you want to get rid of them, no problem. But you go in the private sector, you reach into the private sector and stop a man from feeding his family? Trust me when I tell you, I will put up all kinds of hell against you if you do that. Fortunately, it wasn't done. As it ain't right. And this has happened in the Bahamas. There are many of men and women in the Bahamas who can tell you And I am, it only happened on one side of the political divide versus the other. I can't say that. I imagine that people could bring stories from both sides of the political divide about how they may have been prevented from doing things to feed their families or advance their careers, etc., because of their politics. And it ain't right. It ain't right. Right now, I remember one time somebody had gotten a contract to work in a government space, and they got it. They were qualified, but they got it largely because of their politics, because they were very active participants in the political process for the party. When the government changed, this was an FNN now, when the government changed, and their contract was up for renewal, and the new government, the PLP government, would not renew it. And they came to me. I said, but bro, you got to be fair now. You got to be fair. If you got that contract largely because you were politically connected, they're qualified, politically connected. If these people do not want to continue with that contract now that they are in office, I have no problem with that, and I am not getting in that. See, fair is fair. But you can't reach across the political boundaries and start stopping people from feeding and eating and feeding their family. You shouldn't be especially putting people at risk. Right? And that's the point. So that was a great point, that nobody's career should be so affected. It says, Mr. Lang, you know how sick a person has to be, use their politics to destroy someone's livelihood? Well, I don't know about sick, but sometimes we can get beside ourselves and we can really just, you know, get in our feelings and make decisions that just are not rational, just not good, just not sound, right? That is possible. But the one good thing about humans, and this, let me tell you something. We are all capable of messing up. We are all capable of bad judgment. We are all capable of wrong decisions, foolish talk, all of us. But the one good thing about human beings is we can always repent and bin about it. We can do that. That's the beauty. I love the mind that God has given us. I love that He has given us the ability to look on ourselves, to judge our behavior and say, you know what? That was foolish. That was nonsense. On reflection, I should not have done it. And therefore, now some people aren't in a space where they can come back and say, bro, I mean, I apologize. Really, honestly, I apologize. That's cool. If you change, that's cool. You don't want to apologize, you can't apologize. That's cool. I'm there. I can come and tell you, I'm sorry. That was nonsense. That was foolishness. Yeah. Your boy was whack when he did that. Because I have found that so liberating. I really have, right? To run around this planet giving some pretense that you are so, forget perfect, that you are so grandly good. To run around the planet, nonsense, but for the grace of God, I am condemned altogether. That's the truth. I ain't even being funny about that. I'm not, that's the God honest truth, man. Apologize to my children, wife, brothers and sisters. We are folk. So Mr. Lang, cancer was the final full stop to many people's story. The fact that your book is still being written, a new chapter has been established. That means God still has plans for you. Keep looking ahead and being strong. You know, some government workers own businesses. What are the chances that some companies that get the contract only get the contract because the business is owned by someone who is in position to manipulate the awarding contract? Well, I don't know about, anything is possible. But are there companies that get contracts simply because they are politically connected? Man, come on. I live in the real world. Of course they do. And if they are capable of doing the work, fine. Nowadays, if there are laws and rules that govern such, you know, as long as they're not breached, fine. As long as a political grouping in power can operate within discretion that they have, and they decide in their discretion to do a certain something, if it's not a breach of the law, what I could say, right? And I can, you know, all right. So we're going to take a break for news, ladies and gentlemen. We got a lot more to talk about, so stay tuned. When we come back from the news break, we're going to visit a couple more issues, all right? You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this news.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand.
We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. If you want to call us, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us. You can call us from the family, 300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Now, I imagine that some of you saw that video that was circulating about some young men who I now understand, I'm told, was a homeless person, and I mean, beat him silly. I don't know if you saw it, but it was terrible to watch. Because all the while, I'm thinking to myself, like, what's going through your head while you're doing that? I'm thinking, so when the first young man and the next one joined and the next one, I'm thinking what's going through their heads. Like, how are they seeing him, and then how are they seeing themselves? And then I'm asking myself, like, what is it that is making them see him in the way they see him, and see themselves as they see themselves, right? This is literally my thought process. When you throw the first stone, you don't know where you're going to hit. That could have gone right in the man's eye, head. You don't know, but they throw the stone, you throw, you whop, you hit with a stick. You don't know. That could be the blow to kill. I'm thinking, like, what are you thinking? What's going through your head? I didn't know whether this person had done something, maybe molested somebody's child or hurt somebody's little brother or family member, or stolen. I don't know. I don't know any of that. So I wasn't going to altogether try to judge what was driving the anger. But I just know it was brutal, over the top. And the guy seems so defenseless in the face of the first attack, because he was in. If somebody attacks a strong, vibrant person, trust me, If you come by yourself and attack, dude, it's going to be on, right? Because I've seen that happen before. I've seen people approach people before. And the other people come in only because after the person responded to that first set of hit, he was tearing that person right up. Right? So, but this guy got hit. He seemed like he was launching to try to defend himself. But then afterwards, he was just like taking it. And I'm wondering what's going through their head. I watched the movie One Love. This is the movie about Bob Marley. I watched the movie twice this weekend. Twice. I loved it twice. They did a great job. I'm not going to talk about the movie for those of you who didn't see it, but they did a great job. I understand that some Jamaicans don't think so, but they did a great job. And that notwithstanding, to me, they did a great job. And Bob Marley is with Bob Marley. They're younger, and they are talking about Rastafarianism. And Rita Marley says to Bob Marley, I and I. And he says, I and I? Then she explains to him, and I never knew this. I mean, I'm sure lots of people knew this. I just didn't know it. She says, you know, words like you and them and they separate us. That's why we say I and I, because we are one. Let me tell you something. The best and quickest way to make it possible to injure, damage, hurt, hate other people is to make them an other and not to see them as a brother or a sister. This is prevalent in the Bahamas. This is prevalent elsewhere in the world too. I'm talking about my own country now. We don't see ourselves, some of us, as one, right? You are the other. You are the PLP. You are the FNM. You are the whites. You are the blacks. You are the rich. You are the poor. You are the elites. You are the this. That's how we talk. Oh, we's the man on the street. We's the grassroots. You're all up there. Other. And it's easy to juck, shoot, beat. The beat, shoot, brother. You could do it, but it ain't as easy. It's not as easy. So that guy, who he was? He was he was so disconnected to them that it was nothing to pounce on him that way. Because he's that disconnected from them. And that's what happens to us. Not I and I. Me and them. Them and us. That's how it happens. It's a seamless psychological story. Not I and I. Me and them. Them and us. It's such garbage. It is just such garbage. It is. It's dangerous garbage. You know when Jesus was leaving planet Earth, and those of you who ain't into Jesus and ain't into the Bible, please, you have my permission not to be offended and insulted by me. You could turn your radio off or turn it elsewhere. Jesus, when he was leaving, he prayed this prayer. I pray that they might be one even as you and I are one. That's a prayer Jesus prayed. He could pray anything for them. Money, health. He prayed, Father, I pray that they might be one, even as you and I are one. You know what Jesus said? Jesus said, I listen to us as Christians talk all the time. Oh, but how you know you're a Christian? I follow the Holy Ghost. I baptize in the Holy Spirit. I got the gifts of the Spirit. I do this, I do that next. Jesus said, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples. What? Because ye have love one for another. That's what he said. I didn't say that. Tell me what he said. We raise these children to be self-centered, egotistical, focused on me, and only me. Not to see that the other human beings and the planet are connected to them. The reality is
If you track the genealogy of all human beings, we have all emerged from two people in Africa. All of us. Two people in Africa. Where we teach Charles our family, the Mackenzies, the Langs, the Fergusons. That's us. They the Sweetings. We don't fool with them. Garbage, nonsense. And then we wonder why it is so easy for a fellow to chop another fellow. Like a chopper other. It's harder to chop a brother. I could rape a other, but it's harder to rape a sister. Right? That's what I saw. And I was talking to a fellow who knows the street. And he said, Javaro, let me tell you something. If we don't find a way to get some of these young men out of this group think that they are in, we will see them constantly doing things as in groups they would not fathom as individuals. And that's true. There's research that supports it called groupthink, where it talks about the fact that people in masses, like January 6th, people in masses, like the Nazi camps, people in mass can do things that individually you cannot. So it matters what tribe you belong to. It does. It matters who your group is. Remember I told you all the other day when you were assessing your children, assess the group they hang out with, the friends they hang out with. You can't stop, mommy, daddy, you at certain ages, you can't stop a child from hanging around who they hang around. But you sure could say something and say it strongly and consistently and repeatedly. I could tell you, my mother, you bring people around my mother and she ain't feeling them. You just know. She can tell you, don't bring them back here. Don't bring them back here. Why? Because if the people persist in a certain attitude and a certain set of behavior, that is not a group that to which you belong. That doesn't mean you throw them off as not mattering as human beings. You have to deal with them in a different way to try to bring them to a better place of behavior, conduct, and attitude as best you can. Behavior and conduct by lining up with it. And that's what we saw. That's what we saw with that group. That was just madness. That was a group madness. That was group madness. That was group think at work. You get one of them by themselves, that is not likely what you can see. It was terrible. This text says, I wasn't terribly upset about the call to boycott Dr. Sands because I've always held the view that this administration is a rival of a time, a revival of a time we would like to forget. What shocked me about the communication was the chairman's use of the now popular and very distasteful acronym CYC. I'm not sure who the intended target audience was, but he must have known the communication would be publicized. With leaders of this mindset, one need not wonder why crude, careless attitude are so pervasive. You have to forgive me, but I don't know what CYC, what that is. What is CYC? I mean, well, it's not too offensive to say. I really don't know. I don't know. The CYC, on the internet, they say CYC is a long-term artificial intelligence project that aims to assemble comprehensive ontology and knowledge base. I have not a clue. I heard him and he said that, but I have not a clue what that means. This text is, Mr. Lang, the silver lining of that incident is that the police force not only took those kids off the street, but they also gave the homeless man a fresh haircut and groceries. I saw that. I did see that, yes. It's sad it took these circumstances to get him help, but it's good he got help. Yeah, I saw that and saw that. I saw that somebody too also decided to
to post a $1,000 reward for the capture of them. And so I saw Bahamas rally and say, you know what, that just ain't gonna stand. I did see that. I'm getting to see why. Oh no, man. Oh no, really? That really? Oh. Wow. Brother Mitch, for real though? Seriously? That's what we're doing now? Really? Oh man. I can leave that right there. I had no idea. I had no idea. It's a popular among young people. Boy, I'm gonna have a conversation with my son and when I have a chance, you could have. I haven't heard that word in so long. I mean, really? This text says this is outrageous and awful what the chairman of the PLP is doing to his political adversary. It's mean, nasty, divisive, and should not be tolerated. It's awful. Just awful. He needs to leave politics in the Bahamas, and it's terrible, horrible, and despicable. Mr. Mitchell needs to go. Say, in my day, entertainment for a child was Game Boy, Tag, Sports Play. Today, kids' entertainment is picking on a homeless man. Sad development. If they say carry your, yep, that's the Bahamian terminology. I don't use that term, but I hear it a lot. Wow. Okay. So, Mr. Lang, the kids should be charged with assault and attempted murder, and their parents should have to pay $20,000 per child. The kids should have to do community service and also psychological evaluations every month for 3 years. We will not tell you. Okay, they already tell me what CYC is, man. And I like to be in the know because, you know, I have a young one, so, you know, and I be around young people, so, you know, I like to know. You know, fortunately, good things are happening. The Bahamas Youth Leadership Development Program, which I founded, going on now for the last 12 years, I have 20 young people will be traveling from Nassau to Freeport on Friday. They'll be here Friday and Saturday for their Grand Bahama Corporate Tour. They'll join their colleagues here in Grand Bahama. So we will give them that exposure. And then they love the Nassau tour, and then they love the Atlanta tour. And so you do what you can do. It's Texas. Mr. Lang, I remember growing up in the late 70s in Camp Road area. One of my neighbors told her son not to hang with me and my twin friends. We were about 14 at the time. We only laughed because her son was Later on in life, me and the twins have all been working for over 40 years. And the neighbor's son has been jailed countless times. Yeah, parents could get it wrong, But, you know, if they're trying to protect their child, you know, that's okay, too. If they don't know better, they don't know better. Because, you know, some children just play good around their parents and then act a fool every place else, right? Y'all should have maybe said something. This text says, the rest of us still in the dark, but I can use my imagination. Oh, y'all don't know what it means, carry your... carry a private female part using the C word as the thing. That's what it is. So people know. So you can know when you're cheering, a lot of people use it. Okay? That's what CYC means. That, can you imagine? Anyway, let me go. Let me stop. So when a person is assaulted, the offender pays a fine. Why does nothing out of that fine go to help the victim? Because we don't really have restorative justice as a part of our system, I don't think. I mean, I think they were trying to, there were some discussions around that. But I don't know that we've gotten very far. Anyways, again, one of the things that troubled me about this was that, too, the other thing that troubled me, So there exists this mindset, groupthink mindset, that if your child, son or daughter, in that group, they too could become such a victim. Scary, right? So, what could you do? Really, man, only every day. Protect yourself, protect yours. Try to keep them safe. Watch over them as much as best you can. Encourage every young person you can as best you can to do the right thing. Be encouraged to know they are matter, to know they are potential in God. And, you know, if it's possible to help, help. That's best you could do, right? I would not condemn them to a fate and a life of no redemption. No, I wouldn't do that. Those young men can all, that's like, that's what I'm telling you, all the beauty of life. You can turn it around. And so if they are willing, learning from this experience, they can turn it around. That's the bottom. They can turn it around. Ladies and gentlemen, I know what CYA is. Do I know what CYC is? Boy. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll continue our discussions. We'll be back after this break.
At the RF Economic Outlook on March 13th at Bamar, embrace the art of intelligence, harnessing the power, as over 200 professionals delve into AI trends, economic outlooks, Caribbean climate resiliency, and more. Don't miss the networking event of the year. Plus, earn CPD credits. Register now at rfbeo.com. Harness the power. March 13th at Bamar with RF Economic Outlook Conference.
March 8th, 2024. Is International Women's Day. Guardian Media wants all Bahamians to truly inspire inclusion. It's not just something we should say or something we should write about. It's something we need to think about, know, and embrace. It's what we should believe in unconditionally. This International Women's Day, Guardian Media wants you and your company to inspire inclusion. Celebrate the women in your organization this International Women's Day by placing them in an ad in our International Women's Day supplement. For more information, call 302-2300 or contact your account executive. The aim of the International Women's Day 2024 campaign is to collectively forge a more inclusive world for women. International Women's Day, March 8th, 2024. Inspire inclusion.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk.
Quality. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabab Olang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. From the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. What says Z, do you know that these days CYC is as bad as using the F word? If someone joined your show late and hear you saying CYC, they will wonder if you backslide or losing it. This acronym is used for men and women. Well, if you join late and you think I'm trying to cuss, I was trying to figure out what the expression, the CYC acronym meant. I did not know. And now I know. Okay? So if you join us late. It's Texas, Mr. Lang, if you were in some sort of position of power and a senior on your team used those derogatory terms and tried to shut down another name in business, what would you do? Suspension, expulsion, or just fired? Because it's hot, it's not funny and helpful at all. I just found out what CYC means in my office and I'm appalled and disappointed like many others for a 70-year-old totally butter. What would I do? Well, first of all, I clearly am going to have a sit down. This me now. I don't see if you're somebody who's okay. You know what? I was going to tell you, I'll talk to you all about this anyways. So let me tell you all something. Politics, it's like comedy. Comedy and television. Let me tell you what happens. In politics, politicians are always looking for an edge. They are looking for an edge. They're looking for the thing that gives them an edge over their opponents. Always. And that's understandable because why? You're trying to stay in power or get power. So you're always looking for an edge, right? That's competition. So your business, you're trying to figure out, okay, how do I beat up my competition? What's the next thing I could do? So politics is no different. This is the difference, though. It actually is no different. So but the edge how? The edge is, what is it that will, in the minds of voters, make me the choice? That's the question. You'll never forget that. Don't you ever forget that. Politics is a power economy. You all ever hear that word, expression? The attention economy. We live in the attention economy. Why is it that you get to watch all these television programs and movies and then see ads? Because the people are trying to make things that get your and keep your attention, so that while your attention is on that, then the ad makers who pay can go and place ads there because they have the attention of thousands and millions. We live in the attention economy. How does a person go on TikTok, become very popular, make millions? Why? Because they have exploited the attention economy. Instagram, the attention economy. Facebook, the attention economy. Well, politicians are in the business of attention, positive attention. Or I should say, attention that makes them popular. That's their business. That's how they get votes. Popularity is their currency. So, usual for politicians sometimes to be testing the boundaries of your tolerance. Okay? To see, now, if I come across like this, if I come across like that, if I say and talk like this, let me see the reaction I get. So that if a politician says something outrageous, you clap, applaud, and reward. The outrageous
then becomes the mainstream of their popular currency. We've seen this. We've seen this in the United States of America. We've seen this in Brazil, in Venezuela. We've seen politicians who say things, do things that would have been thought outrageous a time ago, but because the population responded to it in a positive way, it became now the thing. And now you get people following them, people doing and saying those things. It's not unusual, right? So now, actually, when people test the water, the political waters, by saying and doing certain things, if your response is not condemnatory, this is if they do something terrible or say something terrible or off the wall. If your response is not condemnatory, but almost applauding or admiring, etc., it becomes a dopamine hit for them. And they keep doing it because it's rewarding them in the space where they want to be rewarded, which is in the popularity space. Okay, so imagine then that if you are a minister who is appointed by a prime minister whose pleasure, at whose pleasure you serve, if that prime minister does not find anything offensive with what you've done or is not willing to confront you about what you have done or said, then all is fine. You know, it all depends on what standard you want to maintain among your political grouping, whether it is the party or the government. It depends. Okay? I could tell you today, righteousness is not a mainstream standard in politics. Now, I don't mean righteousness as in religiosity. I mean righteousness as in standards that are right standing for the benefit of a people. That's what I mean. Right standing standards. It's not always what too oftentimes matter is what's cute, pragmatic, and popular. And so people can get away with that. Right? But a lot of this is on you, the voter. It is on you, the voter. And I might dare say, a lot of our politics is on the F&M voter and the PLP voter, who represent the main base majority voters in the country. What they tolerate, what they aspire toward, what they push, what they promote, becomes the mainstream, the acceptable in the country. That's a fact. If you get a sufficient number of PLPs and F&Ms who say, don't go there, don't go there, politicians will back up. I promise you, they will. They'll back up. Now, I'm talking about when you then give them the power now. And then they can go and decide. So for instance, you say no in the referendum and they turn around and say yes anyhow. That's different. You then give them the power. They already have the power to do. They already have the power to do. When that happens to you again, when that happens to you again and somebody says, okay, if you say yes, you don't need to just go to the polls. You don't just go to the polls, okay? Don't let nobody tell you I say this. Don't just go to the polls and vote in the referendum. Go to them first and say, now listen, let me explain something to you. If you see me vote yes in this referendum, I'm talking about F&M and PLPs talking to their own people now. Own people. Talking to your own people and say, listen, if you see me go to this poll and I vote yes, and you turn around and do something different, I promise you,
If the majority of us vote this way, I promise you, I will vote against you in the next election. You can imagine an FNM telling FNM that, a PLP telling PLP that, in great numbers. If you don't believe they are, but their attitude will change, you don't understand politics. You don't understand politics. I'm not saying one person saying it. You have to have enough saying it. No, bro, don't talk like that. Don't do that. Don't say things like that. You know, I gave a political speech one time, or at a rally, and I said some things about an opponent. To be honest, when I was saying it, I felt a little uneasy about it too. But a colleague of mine, who was not in politics at the time, she pulled me on the side and she said, "Chicago, man, that's not you. I said, "Yeah, but he called me corrupto." She said, "Yeah, but sue him or do something, but you don't do that. Don't do that." Now, I wasn't happy to hear that, but the truth is, that rang in my mind ever since. And anytime I had mounted a platform after that, I was mindful of what she said to me to this day. And that's what people got to do, man. You got to say to folk, man, no. No, don't go there. No, man. Don't do that. Because if you don't, it will be regarded as acceptable. We got a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Minister.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Everything cool, Poppy. Listen, I just wanted to say, because all us, we just listening, you know, I sure, I just could feel it. I feel like that, you know, everybody just listening. And pray God, your health and strength, and I appreciate you up front and telling us what you was going through, you know?
Thank you.
This thing what you explaining, we had a lady, and you really didn't like it, but you appreciate it. Mm-hmm. That's what our prime minister, that's what my prime minister need around him. People like that, mm-hmm. like how to say and say, they tell the emperor he was naked. You don't need too much people who go, you know, I mean, like the example you give with the lady is a good example. And I just basically call to say thanks for the education which was be given to us. And we really, really appreciate it on behalf of the other people who agree with me and ain't get a chance to call in and say it. And the example you given, like with the referendum, and they go and do something, and then you don't just go back and vote to the polls. You make sure they understand, but that make me think to ask you the question, what about the recall system? Do we have one, and does that work? Would that help us in situation when your word, when I say your word, the politician's word, it don't mean that they say one thing and they do the other. What about the recall system? Is it anyway? Because some people went as far as saying you should spoil your vote. And it really don't make 100% sense to me. I mean, you're showing how you feel, but at the end of the day, if enough of the same set who you vote, who you have a problem with, people come out there and vote, they still will be the government. So how do you really deal with these people, these politicians, Minister Lang? Like I'm telling us, like how you say, don't tell nobody you said, man, we want more. I appreciate you, Minister Lang. I love you and I appreciate you, brother.
Thank you, man, Papa. Appreciate it. Thank you. Right. You know, we don't have a recall system. We don't. If we did have one, sure, I'm sure it could might be useful. But you have something more. You have something as powerful, right? You don't have to wait for the next election to do an No, you already hear me say that, man. Politicians thrive on popularity. That's what they thrive on. So if you are able to affect their popularity, then you are able to leverage their behavior. So there are ways to do that. Let me move on. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. I'm right here, man. Hey, Antoine. How you be?
Everything cool, man. I'm listening to your conversation. Very happy to hear the good news you shared earlier in the conversation regarding your results that came back. And Godspeed, everything continues to go well in that regard.
Thank you, man.
What prompted me to call in was when you casted that narrow there the extent to which politics test the voters and to see what they can get away with. Right?
I lie about that. You politics. I lie about that.
No, I don't politics.
No, I, but, I said you know politics. You know politics.
Oh, yes. It is true. It is true. But what I wanted to call in to say, in particular, in that regard is, you know, and I hope that is not what the national chairman, Fred Mitchell, was attempting to do in his recent comments related to the chairman for the FNM, national chairman for the FNM. I hope that is not what he was attempting to
do. He may not have intended to test, but given what he said, is that not new ground in our politics? Yeah.
It does. It does certainly lend to a testing, whether deliberate, planned or unplanned. I agree.
Right. Exactly.
But what I want to say to a deliberate testing of that level, I want to discourage that to that particular level in every regard possible, because it first and foremost speaks to negative and low mindset and morale of the persons determining to make that test in the first place, which would be the politicians, right? And it would be a terrible reflection, in my view, on their outview of the persons they're testing or putting that test on, which is us, the people in the country, right? And so I pray to God that Prime Minister Davis, as he is the leader of the PLP, would never allow for that nasty level of testing to ever be done on the Bahamian people, because that would be a serious indictment, in my mind, against leadership in our party, but also a serious indictment on how they view us as voters and citizens in the country. And I don't ever want to think that that's the extent and the low level that they look at us as. Right, Tobago?
And so
I want to discourage that in every way possible. Also, I want to encourage, because I know I made a comment on this yesterday, Shivago, on Aaron's show, right? I expressed my disapproval of our national chairman, of my national chairman in the BRB, taking to attack, taking a political attack into the medical realm of persons' health care, and taking a political attack outside the political attack and bringing it into the business realm also, because those are the two realms that catapults it in. And I want to encourage, but at the time when I was commenting, I didn't know the extent of the voice load either. So
I didn't know. I later heard
the extent when Cecil Nuri played it, and then again, that you carrying forward the conversation.
Now you know something. Antoine. Do not these reverend gentlemen and ladies in our country comment on many things. Many things. I'd be interested to hear their comments on that.
Absolutely, the Christian Council would be interesting to hear their views, because I want to discourage my national chairman in every which way, shape, and form from that type of behavior, so long as he's wearing the cap of national chairman for the Progressive Liberal Party and cabinet minister for the PLP government. I want to discourage him from, you know, going to that level, to that low level of dialogue.
Yeah, pull down from that, man. Pull back from that.
Because at the end of the day, Minister Mitchell, National Chairman Mitchell, is one of the politicians who are still around today in active politics that is considered to be one of the leading politicians in the country. And he's from that generation that is just above yours, that came right under Philemon and those, right?
And as a highly intelligent individual.
And is absolutely one of the brightest minds in our country and in politics today. Someone who we all stand proud of, and his representation across the decades of him practicing politics in the country. And so And then, of course, we are the leading political party in the country. So I don't ever want anyone to look down at the party that I stand by in any negative regard along those lines. You know, we are in political oil also at some point or time or the other. But I want to discourage that as a practice.
You got you. You know? I got you, man. That's very clear. Thank you. Thank you, Anton. Do we still have another caller on the line, producer? Another caller? No? Okay. We're going to take our final break, pay our respects to our wonderful sponsors, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabab Lang, your host. We'll be back after this final break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand.
I ain't marched the car. The lady who run into me marched the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull out the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today, or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Struggling to repay your loan? Let us help you get back on track with payment terms that suits your financial situation and improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Inquire about our restructured loans today. Call us at 356-7764.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Send you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you make it down the same road.
Ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live, I'm Shabago Lang, your host. Just so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM for these remaining moments of the show. I have a text here that says, I remember a disagreement between Mitchell and Ingram when Mitchell said he would knock Ingram's teeth down his throat. I perceive he will continue down this rabbit hole. Maybe the voters be wise enough to shun this kind of politics. This is not what we want. politicians across the political divide have said things that they ought not to have said, probably in retrospect regret saying. Some might still be proud of what they have said, notwithstanding that what they have said is not and was not the appropriate thing to say. What I want to emphasize for you. Let me do this before. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Go ahead, caller.
Oh.
Yes. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. I'm listening to you.
Yeah. God bless you, sir.
Hey.
I see a lot of them are trying to beat Mitchell today. Now you know I am open. You know everybody knows that I support the PLP party. I was never really a big fan of Mr. Mitchell. Really. Mm-hmm. Everybody knew that I supported Robert Lyons for the chairmanship in the last convention. But I must say that Mr. Mitchell is a very matured politician, despite what people may think. For Mr. Mitchell to now have a branch meeting in his constituency tomorrow night.
Yeah,
and
but
have
people are not.
Ms. Loretta Butler Turner as a guest speaker. That shows maturity.
Yeah, but I mean, but let's be real. But hold on. Let's be real. Loretta Butler Turner has been embraced by the Progressive Liberal Party administration and has essentially, been very familiar with the party for a little while now. So this is not new, right?
No, it's not. But it's maturity.
Yeah. No, I'm not. But nobody's questioning. No one who I heard speak today was questioning his maturity, right? Mm-hmm. You are now talking about his positives. We've all talked about his positive. We said he's a highly intelligent individual.
One of the smartest.
So, but he said the PLPs. You're a PLP. You got a heart issue. Don't go to Dr. Sands.
Man, listen to me. That is a flop. If my heart gives me problem and I want to live, who can stop me from getting a doctor's hand?
But you're right.
I want to live.
But still, though, let's flip the script now. Let's suppose Shivago Lang was in the FNM administration or minister, and I said that.
Don't go to Dr. Sands.
Yeah.
Don't go
to a PLP, a heart surgeon.
But you'd be a fool if that person can save your life and you don't go.
Hold on. So you don't want to comment on the rightness or wrongness of the statement by a person. You just put it on the listener.
No, it's Mr. Mitchell. I didn't hear. But if Mr. Mitchell had made that statement to don't go to Dr. Dwayne Sands, as if you have a heart problem, I mean,
bro,
I want to say,
bro,
politically,
bro,
Mr. Mitchell
bro.
Is a political murderer. If you know Dr. Sands can save your life, and you're not going to go to Dr. Sands because you're a PLP, something got to be wrong with you.
Let me tell you something. You don't have to hear him say it, man. You could take my word for it.
Okay, let me hang it. This is the first time I'm hearing it. I'm trying to organize an event.
You should hear it, though. You should listen to it. You should go listen to it.
Now, I heard you said something else with CYC or something like that.
Yeah. He said that, too.
That's because he stinks.
Yeah. But he said that. I didn't know what it meant at the time I listened to him saying it, but he said that. Right?
It might have been children. You're quiet. He's talking about.
Hey. All right, bro.
Okay, God bless.
You too, man. Take care. Listen to me. This is what I want to emphasize for y'all. Let me emphasize this for y'all. What politicians say is important. It is. What they say is important. But what you do about what they say is more important. That's really key. What you do about what they say is more important. If you want to shape the culture, that ain't on the politician, for the most part, that's on you. You go to a grocery store and you stop buying enough, and I'm talking about a buggy load of you, watch and see if that store carries that product. Same thing. When we behave and act in a certain way as political leadership, and you demonstrably approve or reject it, it shapes what happens going forward. This text says, Mr. Lang, this caller is, what is the problem with this country now? Boy, I tell you, some of us stuck on stupid. He was defending his cause, man. So why call if don't know what was said? That's a good, fair question. The Bible says, he who answers a matter before he hears it, it is folly to him. So this is the PLP for you. Mr. Christie gives the people the middle finger. Mr. Monroe tells people to kiss his behind. Now Fred tells someone to CYC. Why didn't he say CYA? Why? Ah, boy. Because you go not to the edge. You just go over the edge. And so now, depending on the response to it,
you say, you know what? This is Trumpian. You know, I suspect that Donald Trump has given license to many politicians to test the boundaries of what is acceptable. Because his bravado in doing, and he still has enormous followers, right? And I could call some names of politicians who you'd be shocked, who told me the extent to which they admire Trump. Yeah. And this is why they was in, while they were in office. And so when they did some of the things they did, I wasn't surprised. Because that freedom that Trump has to say and do things that people think for real, it's attractive and can only be checked by your internal moral compass. Only be checked by your sense of what is appropriate, what is acceptable, what is noble, what is dignified. And if you ain't and if you ain't into that, then the gutter is where your life can be spent, in politics or not. You spend it in the gutter. No thing, no problem. And especially if you get the praise of people for it. As they say, carry on smartly. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today. God spares life. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Take care.
Live Off the Record with Shivago Lang is brought to you by Burger King, Foreign Currency, RF Bank and Trust, Rawstar Assurance, and Scotiabank.